reporting President Biden isn't budging, even though more and more lawmakers are calling for him to end his re-election campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At this week's press conference, the president said he will stay in the race until his staff says there's no way he can win.
No one's saying that. No poll says that.
He also fielded a question about whether Democratic delegates can vote their conscience at the August convention.
If all of a sudden I show up at the convention, everybody says we want somebody else, that's the Democratic process. It's not going to happen.
The president said there's no indication that he can't get the job done. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Many Houston residents continue to bake in sweltering heat as power remains off in some neighborhoods after hurricane barrels hit on the city. Correspondent Brendan Farrington reports residents need to take even a Category 1 storm like Beryl seriously.
Hurricane Beryl was a reminder to many folks that you can't just judge a hurricane by its category. It came into Texas as a Category 1 storm. Many people, when they see Category 1, they think, oh, well, I'm going to be okay. But storms rating, a category rating between 1 and 5, is not the only factor people should take into consideration.
A category storm just factors in wind speed. It doesn't factor in storm surge, rain amounts, possible tornado formation, or a storm's size or speed. A federal appeals court panel has ruled that Tennessee does not unconstitutionally discriminate against transgender people by not allowing them to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. In a 2-1 ruling on Friday, the majority opinion of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found there's no fundamental right to a birth certificate recording gender identity instead of biological sex. SRN News. An Alabama inmate has a religious-based request.
64-year-old Keith Gavin is scheduled to be executed later this month, and the Alabama inmate is asking the state not to perform an autopsy on his body because of his Muslim faith. According to a lawsuit, his attorneys write that Gavin is a devout Muslim, and his religion teaches that the human body is a sacred temple. They argue that an autopsy would violate the sanctity of keeping his human body intact. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Same-sex marriage is on the ballot in California this November. Residents will be voting on Proposition 3, a proposed amendment that would remove the ban on same-sex marriage from the state's constitution. Voters supported that ban in 2008, but the Supreme Court prevented California from enforcing the ban since 2013. The proposed amendment would remove the ban and replace it with language saying the right to marry is a fundamental right. SRN News. A troubling health care development in Oregon.
More than 2,400 patients at hospitals in the Portland area may have been exposed to infectious diseases because a physician may not have followed infection control practices. Providence Health says it's notifying about 2,200 people that the doctor's actions may have put them at risk. And Legacy Health says it's sending letters to 221 patients who also may have been exposed. Officials are encouraging those patients to get a free blood test to screen for infections. Rich Thomason reporting.
A new initiative to monitor swimmers and sharks on New York City beaches with surveillance drones is bringing a backlash from shorebirds. City officials say the drones have been repeatedly swarmed by birds that have forced pilots to ground the devices on several occasions since the program launched in May. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.